One of the ways that Satan tries to attack us the most is in mental health or in depression. Today, I had the incredible honor to sit down with the one and only Mr. Greg Moore and talk about his book on overcoming depression. This is a story and a teaching that is very close to my heart because part of my own testimony is getting that healing from depression. And Greg has some amazing insights into the process that it takes and into the real biblical truths that are in the Bible about how to overcome depression. Maybe you're watching and you are experiencing that dark night of the soul, or maybe you have children or grandchildren or friends who are going through extended seasons of depression. This is an amazing program for you to watch because it will help you to get practical tools on how to address the spirit of depression and the darkness and leave it behind and walk in freedom. If that's you, please call or go on the website. We want to pray with you that the peace of God would meet you in that place. And of course, while you're there, I want to encourage every single one of you, if you are not already, make sure you become a partner with this ministry. We are dedicated to covering the earth with the word of God, and your prayers and your support help us to reach into nations, to reach in through the internet, all over the world. We have amazing testimonies from the entire world of how God meets people. Rosalyn, she called and asked for prayer over her relationship with her sister. And after we prayed for her, there's reconciliation in her family. Their kids are getting together, and there is just such a spirit of unity in her family. And so I want to encourage you, if you need unity in your family, please call, please go on the website. We want to pray with you that you would experience that unity. And of course, make sure you become a partner. Your partnership, your prayers help us to reach over the entire earth, to cover the earth with the word of God. Let's jump into today's program.
Do you or someone you know need true and lasting freedom from depression? Be encouraged. There is hope and deliverance for you. For your gift of $29 or more, we will send you Greg Moore's book, Overcoming Depression. In this book, Pastor Greg shares powerful truths from God's Word, truths he has personally applied to his life and ministry. From this book, you will learn the root causes of depression, how to defeat anxiety and live in God's peace, how to minister encouragement, and much more. We will also include Marilyn's Conquering Worry mini book and her Jesus is Our Hope booklet. For your gift of $89 or more, we will also send you our Healing Afghan. Filled with healing scriptures, this beautiful cotton throw will bring you peace and warmth and will look great displayed in your home. Get ready to be blessed as you overcome depression through God's Word. Call or click today to request this special offer. Marilyn and Sarah have been covering the earth with the Word on television for over 50 years. But television isn't the only way their ministry can be viewed. Today, with Marilyn and Sarah, can be seen on platforms such as YouTube, Roku, Fire TV, as well as podcasts on iTunes and Google. It's easier than ever to be encouraged with God's work at home, work, or on the go. You can replay any program at any time. Tune in and be blessed.
Hey, I want you to come with us on Marilyn Hickey Ministries' Footsteps of Paul tour this fall. We will be traveling to Italy, Greece, and Turkey, looking at many of the churches that Paul went to and where he wrote most of the epistles. We will be traveling by land, air, and sea on this once-in-a-lifetime tour, and it's perfect for you and your family. Spots are limited, so visit our website to apply today. Come join me. I cannot wait to see you. Welcome to today's program. I'm Isabel, and I am so excited that we get to spend some time together. We're going to have such an amazing time talking about Greg Moore's newest book, Overcoming Depression. Now, this book is incredibly special to my heart because I'm sure many of you know that part of my testimony is how the Lord set me free and healed me from depression. And I want to encourage you, if you're watching and you're thinking to yourself, oh man, I've already gone through healing or I'm not depressed, you need to watch today's program because it will help you understand how to best reach the people in your life who are dealing with depression, how to best reach the people in your life who maybe the Holy Spirit is kind of coaching you. You know, that person is feeling hopeless or anxious. You will be blessed. And I want to encourage you. Maybe you have somebody on your heart. Maybe you're a student, you're a child. Maybe you're a teacher and you have depressed young people in your life. I hear this all the time. The youth are so depressed. No. As a youth, I'm saying the youth are getting set free from depression in this generation right now. And I want to encourage you, please call or go on the website. We want to pray with you over your young people by name, or even your older people by name, that your loved ones would be set free from depression. And I am joined today by one of my favorite people in the whole world, Mr. Greg Moore. Greg,
hey,
thanks for being here.
I'm glad to be here.
It's not your first time, huh?
No, we've had time with your grandmother and your mom and also you. And I'm And man, I love spending time with you. You're awesome.
Oh, thank you. Yes. You got all three generations.
Yeah, that's right.
You've lasted the time.
Praise God.
Well, Mr. Moore, for those of our audience who are watching who may be meeting you for the first time, can you give us a little bit of an overview on who you are?
Yeah, I was in business for several years and when I was younger, and then God called me into ministry.
Praise God.
So I graduated from Rhema, okay.
In Tulsa?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
And then I... went into ministry, pastor 27 years, and then we transitioned our church to a son in the faith, and now I am a senior instructor at Karis Bible College.
Very cool.
In Woodland Park, Colorado, with Andrew Womack, and then I have a traveling ministry.
Very cool.
And I've written a number of books, and this is one of my favorite.
This is one of my favorite books you've ever written.
Yeah.
This book, Overcoming Depression, is an amazing resource that helps you to look at depression from a biblical point of view.
Yeah.
And that's what I love the most about this book, is it is absolutely jam-packed with scripture.
Yeah.
And you don't stray from scripture in the way that you minister to people.
Right.
And I, you know, in my experience with depression, a lot of different people said a lot of different things to me that weren't necessarily from the Bible.
Right.
But scripture got to the root of the problem.
It does. The word of God, it's the truth that sets us free.
That's right.
It's not people's opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I don't need your opinion. I need the truth.
That's right.
And the truth will do its job by itself. If you'll just believe it, instead of believing the lies, the reason we get into depression many times, we believe lies. Or it may be a fact that you're dealing with darkness and things and you know, hopelessness, but that the fact doesn't trump the truth. And if we'll exalt the truth over the facts, we can get free.
And it's interesting because especially now, it's almost like depression is glorified.
I know.
In our culture.
I know.
And I don't understand that.
Well, I mean, we care about people, and so we want to, you know, but people look at depression many times as mental illness, like it's a sickness they can't control. But it really is the enemy that comes against us, and then we agree with lies about ourselves, about our future, about how bad things are, and that we're not ever going to get over it or whatever. And then that just takes us in a downward spiral. Then what happens is we agree with that. So lies, or temptation plus agreement equals sin. Okay, sin plus agreement equals a stronghold.
Wow.
And so when we're agreeing with depression, okay, then it can become a stronghold in our life that the enemy then can just come back and just yank anytime he wants to.
Yeah, and if you're watching and you think, oh man, I made that agreement with depression, I got that diagnosis, or somebody said that I was depressed and I made that agreement, and you're recognizing that is a stronghold, guess what? That's not the end of your story. God can break strongholds. You can have freedom. You can have victory. You can break up with depression and leave it behind and walk in freedom. And if that's you, I want you to call right now or go on the website. We want to pray with you for the breaking of strongholds of depression in your mind and for you to walk in peace and in freedom, leaving behind any plans of the enemy, any lies of the enemy, and walking into the truth about your situation. Please call or go on the website. We want to pray with you. Now, Greg, one of the things that you mention in your books, which I think is very important, and these are subjects that are often talked about side by side, is you talk about how anxiety can lead into depression. What is anxiety?
Well, first of all, Proverbs 12:25 tells us that anxiety in the heart of man causes depression. So this is the cause of depression. Well, anxiety are basically fears that we dwell on, okay, and things that we're afraid of, things that we think might happen, or things that are going on right now, and then we feel like it's going to continue. It's beyond our control, and then we lose peace, and then you become, people get into panic attacks and all of these things. And listen, 17 times in the New Testament, it says grace and peace, grace and peace, grace and peace. What does that mean? Grace and peace go together. Mm. What else does that mean? Whenever you've left peace, you're leaving grace. So I'm just not going to let peace, I'm not going to leave peace.
Nope.
Now, I have, but when I start to become anxious, I realize then that the enemy is trying to steal my peace when Jesus was chastised for it.
That's right.
And I'm not going to let one atonement benefit that Jesus died for on the cross go unfulfilled in my life.
That's
and
right.
So I'm going to fight for that peace. I'm going to take authority over my thoughts. I'm going to speak the words of life. Every day we have a choice to be sad, mad, or glad. And I'm just choosing to be glad. And then I'll just start, we were talking during the break, I'll just start praising God.
Praise God,
and
yeah.
Worshiping the Lord. A lot of times, praise and worship, that will silence the enemy.
That's right. And Scripture says that.
It does.
Satan is absolutely silent
in
the face of praise. And I saw this very funny meme, this joke online, and the girl said, I'm not going to let the rocks cry out. I'm going to be the one to praise. Yeah. Scripture says, if we're silent, the rocks themselves will cry out.
That's right.
I'm not going to be the one who makes the rocks cry out.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the one who starts to praise, who gets proactive about praising the Lord. And I want to encourage every single person watching, if you are struggling with anxiety, with those fears, with those thoughts, maybe there are situations in your life that are unresolved situations. We've all got them. We've all got people in our lives. That doesn't mean that you have to sit in that place of fear. It doesn't mean you have to sit in that place of anxiety, because God gives us His peace and His grace. And we want to pray with you that you would overcome anxiety, you would overcome fear. And when we talk about fear, I'm not just talking about, you know, being afraid of spiders or being afraid of, I'm afraid of bees sometimes. It's not just that. It could be that. But what we're talking about is those deep-seated fears. Am I not good enough? Am I not going to have enough money to support my family? Am I going to die in a car accident? All these things. God is bigger than those questions. God's peace, the shalom, which is the perfect peace of God, is not just a lack of fear. It is the presence of peace. It is the fullness of the peace of God and the perfection of His creation. So if you are dealing with anxiety, if you are dealing with panic attacks, please call or go on the website. We want to see you leave fear behind, leave anxiety behind, and walk in that perfect peace. That God would give you peace for this season. He would give you grace for this season, and that you would take advantage of all of the opportunities given to you as a result of Jesus' crucifixion. Might as well get the peace of God while you're at it. And of course, while you're on the phone, while you're on the website, make sure you get your copy of Greg's book, Overcoming Depression. Make sure you get a copy for yourself. Make sure you get a copy for your friends, for your neighbor, for your pastor. This is an enormously helpful resource that helps us to recognize depression. And like I said, this book is full of scripture. It's almost like you need to read it at the same time as your Bible, because Greg walks us through what the Bible says about depression, how we can walk in the truth of our situation, and what Jesus already did for us so that we can walk in peace.
Are you tired? Are you broken? Do you feel far from God? I want you to know that God is a God of forgiveness. He says that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This forgiveness is available to anyone, anywhere, at any time. Does this sound too good to be true? Can you imagine a God who loves you, who sent His Son to die for you, and who wants to welcome you into His kingdom of love? This is God's invitation to you today. He loves you and wants to save you. Call out to Him today. Pray now. Ask Him to be the Lord of your life. He is waiting for you.
One of the most important scriptures in the entire Bible when it comes to dealing with anxiety or fear and receiving the peace of God comes from Philippians. This is Philippians 4:6, and it says, be anxious for nothing. Does that mean be anxious about your money, your grades? No, it means be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. If you are watching and you have anxiety about your mortgage, you have anxiety about your health, I feel in my heart there are people who are watching and you've been diagnosed with lupus and with those kind of diseases, the autoimmune diseases. If you've been diagnosed with an autoimmune disease and it is giving you unbelievable anxiety, I want to give you an opportunity right now to call or go on the website and make your supplication be known before God. Thank God for His goodness. Thank God for His truth. And don't be anxious. Receive the peace of God, because His peace is much more powerful than any anxiety. He is the healer. He is God Almighty. He's Jehovah Rapha. He has got you today. So don't be anxious. Please call or go on the website in faith. We want to begin to pray that you would experience the peace of God. Greg, do you have a verse?
Yeah, let me just tag on to that verse.
Yeah, absolutely.
It says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, implied in everything that you are tempted to be anxious about.
Okay.
Okay, when you're tempted to be anxious, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. So I like to connect a couple of verses with this. Is whenever you're tempted to be anxious, go into prayer, okay? And in 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your care over on the Lord. Okay, get in prayer until you get your cares on the Lord. Another sister verse is Matthew 6:6, when you enter your closet, shut your door. Mm-hmm. So shut your door on what? Everything you're tempted to be anxious about.
That's right.
And get your cares on the Lord until you can start giving thanksgiving. Then it says, verse 7, and the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your heart and mind. Will guard your heart and mind from what? From anxiety.
That's right.
So if you're dealing with anxiety, and go into prayer. Get your care about your child, about your grandchild, about your health, about your finances. Get them over on the Lord. Shut the door on that. Start praising God, and the peace of God will kick into gear.
That's right.
And it'll protect your heart from anxiety and panic attacks.
That requires a certain amount of faith.
It does. It does. But, you know, basically you're saying, Lord, I'm trusting you with this.
That's right.
With what I can't control.
Yeah, and you were talking about praise and worship.
Yeah.
That's a great place to just speak the truth of God and to sing it in faith.
It is. And, you know, we've got to, and he goes on to say that in verse 8, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, noble, just, are pure and lovely, whatever things are good report, dwell on these things, meditate on these things. So if we're going to stay free from anxiety, we've got to control our thought life by lining it up with the Word. What is that thought that's telling you you're not going to have provision? How does that line up with God's Word that said He always meets all of our needs according to His riches and glory?
That's right.
So you have to substitute the negative thought with God's Word.
Yeah.
And control your thoughts and then speak that Word out.
That's right. My grandmother, you know, she taught us to speak the Word every
single
day.
Absolutely, yeah.
And one of my daily confessions, I cast my burdens on God and He sustains me, never letting the righteous be shaken.
Yes.
Every single morning. And you talk about this in your book.
Yeah.
Speaking Scripture over yourself every single day.
Yes. And listen, you may be dealing with this right now with some hopeless situation that's got you anxious and you don't know what to do and can't control it. Listen, you have authority over every negative thought. But if you get in God's Word and speak the Word of God to those negative thoughts and substitute God's Word, substitute those negative thoughts with God's Word, I'm telling you, the peace of God that surpasses understanding is going to rule your heart and mind. in Jesus' name.
Yeah, so if you need that peace of God, if you need to walk in the authority that God has given you, please call or go on the website. We want to help equip you to walk in that authority, to speak the truth in every single area of your life. And you may be watching and you're saying, Isabel and Greg, that sounds so great, but what are some scriptures? What are some truth from the Bible that I can speak over myself and my situation? Well, you need to get Greg's book. This book, Overcoming Depression, has amazingly helpful specific scriptures for whatever you may be going through in your mental health, in your walk through and away from depression, or people in your own life who are dealing with depression. There is more available for you. So please call or go on the website. You need to get this book because it will help you to have the practical steps to break up with depression and to walk in freedom. And Greg, there are three steps, three tools in your book that you talk about. What are the three tools? Or you can just give us one or two. They have to get the book.
Yeah, it's just taking authority over your thought life. We really can control what we think about. Mm-hmm. And now, you can't keep a thought from hitting your mind any more than you can keep a bird from landing on your head.
Right.
But you can sure keep a bird from building a nest there.
That's right.
And so you've got to take authority over the thoughts that don't line up with God's word. If they're not true, if they're not lovely, a good report, I cast them down.
That's right.
And then we've got to speak God's word, because our authority is through our words that we believe. And then praise and worship, because as we're worshiping God, Psalms 8 verse 2 and Psalms 9 verse 2 says it stills, praise and worship stills and silences the enemy who's coming against you. And it also causes him to fall back. And I'm telling you, that's what I want the enemy to do.
That's right.
In my life.
I want him to fall back, and yeah, I want to walk in God's plan.
I want him to be silent. You know, and if he's roaring at you, okay, like a lion just roaring at you, man, you need to remind him of his past.
That's right.
His past, he wouldn't have crucified the Lord of glory had he known. And then remind him of his future, okay, that one angel is going to grab him by the nape of the neck, put him in the lake of fire, and you and I are going to take his place worshiping in heaven forever.
He's a loser. He's already lost.
You're the victor.
That's right.
You're not the victim. You're the victor.
That's right. And I want to make sure that you get this. You are the victor. You are not the victim of a situation. I have spoken with many people. There are horrible things that happen every single day. And I want to encourage you, if there's a traumatic experience in your life, my grandmother, when she was traveling through the world, she got a parasite that made her very sick. And as a result of that sickness, she went into a season of depression. And she talks about this in her own life. But what happened was she had friends, she had men and women of God who stood next to her and began speaking scripture over her, speaking to her body, speaking to her mind, speaking to her soul, and she saw victory. She walked away from that season of depression into God's plan for her life. And on the other side of that season, she was able to go into the Middle East. There was open doors for her everywhere. Just because you may be in a season of depression right now, or maybe somebody has spoken over you, a doctor even, that you're depressed, it's not the end of your story. Okay, you don't have to live in that place. You can walk in freedom. You can walk in the fullness of joy. The dark night of the soul ends with the morning. And Lamentations, his mercies are new every morning. So if that's something that you're struggling with, maybe you are like what my grandmother went through. She got very sick. Maybe you're very sick in your body and it's affecting the way that you think. Well, first and foremost, you need to take authority over those thoughts, to speak scripture out loud over yourself. And if you want a place to start with, if you want somebody to start doing that with you, please call or go on the website. We want to pray with you, to speak life over you and with you, that you don't have to stay in that place of darkness. You can walk in healing in your mindset and freedom in your mind, and also healing in your body. So please call or go on the website. We want to pray with you that you would experience the overwhelming peace of God that surpasses all understanding. You would be so confused. Why am I feeling so peaceful? I'm in the doctor's office and I should be anxious. It's the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. And of course, while you're on the phones, while you're on the website, make sure you get your copy of Greg's book, Overcoming Depression. This book is an amazing resource. Make sure you get multiple copies. This is the perfect gift for if you have college age students, high school age students, kids in their 20s, adults, I guess, in their 20s or 30s, no matter where you're at in your walk with life, you need this book. So please call or go on the website. We want to make sure we get this book in your hands today.
Do you or someone you know need true and lasting freedom from depression? Be encouraged. There is hope and deliverance for you. For your gift of $29 or more, we will send you Greg Moore's book, Overcoming Depression. In this book, Pastor Greg shares powerful truths from God's Word, truths he has personally applied to his life and ministry. From this book, you will learn the root causes of depression, how to defeat anxiety and live in God's peace, how to minister encouragement, and much more. We will also include Marilyn's Conquering Worry mini book and her Jesus is Our Hope booklet. For your gift of $89 or more, we will also send you our Healing Afghan. Filled with healing scriptures, this beautiful cotton throw will bring you peace and warmth and will look great displayed in your home. Get ready to be blessed as you overcome depression through God's Word. Call or click today to request this special offer.
We're here with Mr. Greg Moore. Greg, would you please pray for our audience?
Absolutely. Well, listen, you don't have to accept depression as your landing place. And I'm going to speak over you right now and break that spirit of depression off you. That oppression has to go in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for our friends that are watching. I thank you, Father, that help them to see. Help my friend to see, Lord, that he is the victor, not the victim. We break off depression. We break off panic attacks. We command that fear to go. We speak life and health and peace to you in Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 And if you're watching and you are feeling the peace of God, you're feeling that breakthrough in your life right now, please call or go on the website. We want to celebrate with you. And as you watch and as you begin to go about your day, I know that you're going to experience this almost like, why do I feel so different? There's a lack of something. And you think, why is this so different? Why am the sun is shining? Why am I so happy? Because you experienced freedom. Because you're not the victim, you're the victor. And you're walking in that identity and in that freedom. So I want to encourage you, as you go about your day, receive the identity that God has for you as a son, as a daughter of God. Walk away from the darkness. Walk away from the pain. John 1 says that the darkness could not comprehend the light. Walk in the light that God has for you today.